Welcome to Your Best Riding Life, an extension of the Blue Ridge Mountains Christian Riders Conference held in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. I'm your host, Linda Goldfarb. Each week, I bring you tips and strategies from experts in the riding and publishing industry to help you excel in your craft. I am so glad you're listening in today, because today we're going to be sharing how to overcome the loneliness of riding. And if you're riding, you totally get what that means. I'm excited to bring in our industry expert today, and she is award-winning author Jamie Lee Hull. Jamie is a speaker, mentor expert, certified coach, and author of Face to Face, Discover How Mentoring Can Change Your Life. She's the host of the Face to Face Mentoring Podcast with over 15,000 downloads and loves to hear others share their God stories. Jamie, it is so good to have you here with me today.
Oh, this is my joy. I can't wait till we discuss all of these wonderful topics.
Ooh, let me tell you, this is going to be fun. But before we go there, we're going to stay here. Actually, we're going to take a peek behind the curtain of your life as our expert. Jamie, share with us something that we may not find in your bio.
Well, let me tell you about this. I have 6 grandchildren, and because of my background in theater and performing, I am such a creative person, but you know, I don't do a lot of theater anymore, so I have a lot of juice going on with creativity. So my kids, my grandkids at least, call me the craft queen, and little do they know that it's just a little bit of creativity, and I'm putting crafts together, and when they are with me, we have all day vacation Bible school. So we're being creative no matter what we're doing. And we just talk about God like he's sitting in the room, because he is. And so we have a blast. So you wouldn't find that in either my face-to-face book or my side-by-side.
Oh, I love it. And a craft queen to be known as that. I'm not crafty, but I do love the creativeness of others. So I totally admire that in you. So this is fun. And right now, we're going to head into our content for today, Overcoming the Loneliness of Riding. And I know that you're passionate about mentoring relationships, Jamie. So share with our listeners why you have that passion.
Back in my teenage years, I went to New York City to become a Broadway star. But instead, I got saved, which is a fabulous thing to do. But I didn't know how to do anything. I thought I was a Christian, but I didn't realize I did not know anything that was going on. So I went to a church in New York City in Times Square. And after the service, I went forward and I said, hey, listen, I just accepted the Lord last night. And I don't know how to do this thing. I need help. And it was at that very moment that this church had decided whoever God sent them, they would assign a mentor. So if you can imagine, Linda, that very moment, I was only about 8 to 12 hours old in the Lord, and I received my first mentor. And so Jeannie, who is in my first book and also is still my mentor to this day, walked with me, walked side by side, was beside me, getting me through things that I didn't understand. And so I thought, oh, this is what all churches do, and this is what everybody has. I was just unaware of it. So after I left New York City, I married my husband, and we went up and down the East Coast. I'd walk into churches, and I'd say, hey, hi, I'm Jamie, and we need a mentor. We're just married, and we can't figure this out. And they'd say, oh, that's a great idea. If you find one, let us know. So it was after a long time of complaining to the Lord and just saying, you know, hey, listen, there's nobody out there mentoring. I need a mentor. I just felt like the Lord said to me, you know, stop complaining to me. You know how to do this. You know what it's all about. Why don't you start mentoring? And so it was at that time I just started mentoring others. And well, here we are 40 years later, and I've got hundreds of people I've mentored. But most importantly, I love to encourage people to have mentors in every walk of life and not do life alone. You know, Linda, it was so funny, but I was in the heart of New York City. I was walking the streets with millions of people. My classes had, well, hundreds of people. And I was at New York University, so our classes were huge, very big. But I felt so alone. So I'm so glad we're talking about this today, because whether you are sitting in a room by yourself writing and feeling alone, or walking the streets with lots of people, or going to church and knowing everyone there, you can still feel lonely, can't you? And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely. You're speaking to the heartbeat, I think, of writers and individuals today, especially after what we've gone through in the past couple of years, and just that separation, that loneliness, that isolation, you know, the fear of failing because you're by yourself. There's so many issues that we could really tap into today. But I think that the concept of mentoring, the importance of mentoring, I love that you brought it up, mentoring in your spiritual life, mentoring even for parents, mentoring for newlywed couples or couples that have been married for a long time. And the focus that we're looking at today, mentoring and the importance of that, or the impact of mentoring for writers. So as a mentor expert, which you truly are, you've written on it, you speak on it, you teach on it, what advice do you give authors that are just getting started?
Well, you know, it's very interesting that no one ever goes into anything with the whole picture, right? Because we'd be too nervous about it. But when you sit down to write, whether it's in a journal or you're starting on your computer and you're writing your book, you're writing what you feel like the Lord has laid on your heart, you can do that forever alone. But wouldn't it be great to have someone to bounce off of, you know, brainstorm with, to make some decisions with, to have a soundboard? Well, that is why it's so important as a new author, but most importantly for our experienced authors as well, that we don't try to do this journey alone. It's not the way God wants us to do it. He wants us to have other people invest in us so we can, you know, just be able to hear a different opinion or a check, you know, in our spirit or the spirit of our mentor, that we can be encouraged and equipped. It's so important that we reach out and say, just like I did at the very beginning of my walk with the Lord, which is the really super easy but maybe difficult thing, is to say, I need help. Would you be my mentor? Would you walk beside me and just, you know, invest time in me? And you'll be surprised, but I know the listener saying, oh, but I would anybody do that? You'll be surprised. People will step in and invest in you.
So when we're talking to that author that's just getting started, are there different areas in their writing? I mean, can they have different mentors in different areas of their writing? Or is it they're looking for just one person? Or how does that work?
Well, there are multiple areas and multiple levels, I should say, of mentoring, right? You might have a mentor that passed away 10 years ago, but wrote great books and told you how they wrote those books, and you're reading the books and they're really pouring into your life and you really feel like you're learning from them, even though they're not alive. That's very possible. But the bottom line is you need someone with skin on. You need someone with real flesh, real heartbeat, someone that can look you in the eyes and say, okay, do you want truth or do you want me just to fill you up and puff you up? You know, you need someone that'll have a cup of coffee with you and do that. Now, how do we find them? Isn't that an interesting question, right? So many people are like, I have no idea where to start. There is a great avenue that it may be a little difficult right now, but we're getting better at it. But all of these writer conferences are made up of people and writers of all different levels. And remember now, what is the qualifications of a mentor for you? And so new author, I'm speaking to you now. The qualifications are, is you're looking at someone who is further down the road with their experience in publishing. Further down the road. They don't have to be the top number one bestseller book. I'm not saying that, but someone who's further along down the road that can encourage you, maybe say, oh no, you're that, don't do that, or organize your thoughts. They can help you along the way. You want to also reach out to someone that it has time and that is available. You don't want to just, I'll give you an example, because I'll start with the tough one, because my example is going to be from the very beginning of my walk with finding a mentor for me as I was writing. I was at my very first author's writing conference, and it was a small conference, which is my favorite because I get to intimately meet people. So it was only 100 people there. Very big names were there teaching. But I asked this one woman who had multiple books if she would mentor me. Just, you know, I was, I had no idea what I was doing. So I was like, could you mentor me? And she said, came back to me and she said, you know, Jamie, I believe in what you're doing. And I think you've got a great book going on here. So my answer to you is no. And I said, oh, okay. And she said, but not because I don't believe in your topic or what you're going to do. I think God's going to use it in a mighty way. But right now, my schedule is so packed, I would never be able to give it justice. I wouldn't be able to pour into you weekly. I'd be lucky if it'd be monthly. And so I'm just not available right now. So I went back and I sat down with the Lord and I said, okay, now wait a minute. I know you said her. And it was as if God said, no, I didn't say her. I said, she's a good example of what you need. Ah. But I had to learn what is a mentor for Jamie. And then I had to say, okay, all right, I'm sorry, Lord. I got way, way too, which I'm known to do, jump the gun right away, boom, 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 and get in there. I didn't wait. I didn't listen. She was telling us when she was talking about her wild schedule. I was not surprised, actually, after she said no, you know, because she had said her schedule was busy. So one of the things you're going to be looking for is, first of all, you've got to listen. You've got to listen to these people, and your mentor is going to have to be someone you respect and someone you admire. But most importantly, they love the Lord. They're on the same page with you with the Lord, but they're available. So you have to pray and listen to see if that mentor is available. So conferences are a good place to do that, whether it's in live or if you're doing virtual. Some people have made really good friends in mastermind groups and in Facebook private groups that are just with authors that are starting or writing. And so it's possible, but you do have to work. You have to really look for them and be diligently praying about God presenting them to you.
One of the things that I keyed into, you said they don't have to be the top best-selling author out there. It truly is someone who maybe is a year or two ahead of you in your writing walk. Someone who's doing some of the things that you're not doing yet. Maybe they're very active on social media. You're not active on social media. Maybe there's something you're doing that they're not able to do. And you can come together and work with each other or kind of fill the gaps that the other one has in mentoring. It can be that direct mentor where you're like, there's a specific area. This is what I really need to learn. Can you help me grow in this area? And that I can see how that works and it can work well. Here's a little question that some of our listeners might be asking right now. What's the difference between a mentor and a coach? And do we pay for mentors? How does that work?
Well, I need to preface this with, this is Jamie's answer. Okay, so a lot of people everybody has their opinion, right? So this is Jamie's answer. For me, for Jamie, I mentor because I feel the Lord has laid that person on my heart and said, I need, for instance, I'm helping some people write books right now. And that one particular person that I'm talking about is a friend. And she said, will you mentor me in writing this book? Of course I will. I'm not charging her. So a mentor that you are best friends with at church, but they're really far ahead. They have two books and you're just getting started. You know, that might not be appropriate. And you'll know because they will already have heard from the Lord. A coach is always a professional session. You're usually looking at anywhere from 6 to 10 sessions, or maybe you'd go bi-monthly, and you're doing it for the year. That always includes the tuition or the payment for their coaching there. It's just a type of business kind of connection. I do not want to say, and I hope your listener's not hearing, coaching and business, those words do not mean you're getting less of an opportunity or less of an investment. That coach, that's a business for them, but they're pouring everything into you. I know that because, Linda, you're a coach. So am I. When we work with people, we give them 110%. We are there. We are not distracted. We are going to be praying for you. But there are some times when you know without a doubt, I absolutely have to have someone help me get this book done. I can't do it. And I just can't find my friend, can't find my mentor. So you're going to go to that next level or to that other level, which includes a payment. So they're both excellent. They're both from God, but not necessarily both being paid. I always tell my mentors that I train, listen, don't even worry about it because you could never get what God's going to give you in heaven here on earth when you mentor someone. So pouring into someone is an excellent gift from heaven. So I hope that helps you.
No, that is good because I think that there are opportunities for all of us. We will be on our path, but our path is going to be a little bit ahead of someone else's path, a little bit behind someone else. And so the hand that reaches back to help me go further on my writing journey is someone who says, I've been there. Let me show you where to put your hand next. Let me show you where to put your foot next. And I love doing this. And I think that that's a key, Jamie, is they are passionate. They love to help. They're not looking at it as what's in it for me. It's how can I help the next person follow and learn from what I have learned? And I'm happy to do it. It's a joy for me to do it. And I that's what I think is one of the keys, because if I look at someone and I connect somewhere, I may make a very good friend. I am in mastermind groups. I do have several friends that are writers, that are speakers. They do coaching as a business, but when we come together, we really have more of a mentor relationship. And it's such a blessing for me because I'm developing a friendship and it's not based on income. It's not based on payment. So I really do like that. And I appreciate you taking a moment just to kind of point that out a little bit for us here. So you shared with us what some of our authors just getting started, really a couple of the keys that they need to be looking at. Well, what about mentoring advice for our seasoned authors? Because we kind of touched on that. You know, if I'm looking over my shoulder to see who's where I was, what advice do you give to those authors?
It is so important. It is really important that we speak into our experienced authors today, because I am trying to encourage new authors as well as our seasoned or maybe our retired authors to you have such, those of you who are experienced and have books out there, whether it's traditional, self-publishing, any of it, doesn't matter. You have been given a gift, a beautiful, wonderful gift of, oh man, just going through that journey and the ups and downs, the loneliness, the just want to get up one day and quit and stop writing journey. You also have had that journey where you're writing books, you've published books, and your family doesn't even read what you write because it's no big deal. And you know what that hurt feels like, but you just keep writing. But I want to say to the experienced author out there, you have to put some margin, some time in your life where you can set aside 1 hour a week and pour into another person. God's not asking you for all your hours, but he is asking you, can you at least for 1 hour give another author, another millennial, the younger generation that has to be, you know, poured into and nurtured and matured in the Lord, can you pour into their lives? And the answer has got to be yes. If you're hearing me say these words right now, and you're saying, I can't because I'm too busy, just like that first woman said to me, I totally understand that. What I'm asking you now is, would you pray and ask the Lord, can you help me find 1 hour a week that I can pour into someone else? Because God will do it. We know that. We know that. And oh, by the way, gotcha. It's all I can say is you've heard the story now. So now you can't say to the Lord, I didn't know. You do know now. So here is the encouragement. I want you to think of it this way. God gave you great stories to put into your books. He gave you great experiences that you write articles for and that you do all of these things, but he did not give them to you for you to take to your grave all this experience. Stop holding on to it. Give it away. It's a great gift for eternity. The millennial generation, the Gen Z, they don't know that you exist. They don't know that you even care. And it's up to us as the Bible-believing, awesome, loving, born-again Christian writer to say, you know what, if you'd like, I'd love to get with you. I'll help you develop your voice, or maybe just find clarity in what you're doing. Or maybe you see them writing a note or you received a note and you could say to them, gee, that note was beautiful. You have a way with words. Would you like to get together for some coffee? Have you ever thought about writing? You know, we forget that we are really here to inspire. We're here to help people organize their thoughts. A lot of people have great thoughts. They just don't know how to organize them. And if you are an experienced author and you already have your books, you went through that. There's nothing you haven't gone through. So you know about that. And you have the experience. You do not need to be a bestseller. You do not need to have a degree in English. You don't have to have a degree, period. So what I want to encourage you today is that you can mentor, because God has given you experiences that will pour into someone else. And when you do that, your life, experienced author, will change forever. There is nothing more important than to sit at a table across from another person and pour into their lives and see the light bulb go on, or see their eyes light up, or have them walk away feeling encouraged, like, I can do this. And so I encourage you to do that. Now, saying that, I'd like to go back to the new author that we're also talking to, the listener today. And I have to tell you now, new author, all of that sounds great and you want to find a mentor, but you too have a job. You have to show up to this mentorship with a heart that's teachable. When you're given assignments by your mentor and she says, you know, it'd really be good if you read that article, then go home and read it. And listen intently to what they're saying. Don't sit there with your phone texting. Don't sit there distracted. Listen intently. Even if it's a Zoom, get everything out of your way and make sure that you are listening to what that mentor is saying. If they give you little exercises, because we're writing, you know, we've got prompts and things that we have to do. So do the exercise, practice, but most importantly, be grateful. You know, the person across the table from you, They have a lot going on. They don't have to give you this hour, but they have felt led by the Lord to do that. So it's very important that you're thankful and grateful and that you're teachable. And you know what? That book is going to be incredible just because you said to the Lord, I will listen, or I will be accountable to this person, or I will listen to their experiences, and I just want to be honest. You know, it's very important, not only for the mentee and the mentor, but both of them, they need to be able to be honest with their feedback. They need to be honest with, hey, this is not working. You're not doing the homework. Or the mentee is saying, hey, this is not working. I want to talk about my stuff, not yours. You know, it could be anything, any subject, but it's very important that we're authentic and real and that we don't hide behind our own house doors or behind our own books. It's time to get out and pour into this next generation while there's time.
Mm. What I'm hearing from you, Jamie, really is a way that writers can impact the world, not only for other writers or with other writers, but really impact the world for Christ with our writing and also with our witnessing. What are your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. There is absolutely nothing more joyful, but more energizing than to be a part of someone else's dream from God. You know, where maybe you're not even mentioned in the book, you're not said that you were a mentor, nothing. But you know, hey, you and me, God, we helped that person get that book done. And that's awesome. That's what we need to do. I came from a background most of my life, because after I graduated from college, then I had a performing arts school. So, and Linda, you're a theatrical person as well. So, you know, there's a big spotlight on the stage. So then we have TV, reality TV, where there anybody can be on the reality show. We've got all these things, Twitter, that everybody wants to be a star, but nobody really is thinking about just helping and getting, you know, absolutely no credit for it, except for a thank you note and a blessing from heaven. So I want to encourage us to pull back, get real, you know, just say, okay, most importantly, every book that we have has to have a message, and it has to all come back to that we need a God, that we need Jesus. Now, I know that there's some books that are on, oh, I don't know, about your hearing or something. You know, it's about your ears. But sure. I could even throw God in that on that one too. But so I know that there are books and times when you don't do that. But I think your listener understands my heart and understands what we're saying here. But it's time for us to pour into others and not be all about us.
It's excellent, because we can be so. Our lives can be so full of what we have going on that there's no margin left for God to say, well, I had someone that I really wanted you to meet right around the corner. Mm-hmm. But because you're so busy, you're not going to have that engagement. I'm going to have to send them to someone else.
Mm-hmm. And that is true.
Yeah. And with writing, because this is a passion, this is, as you said earlier, it's a gift that God has given to us, because we're talking to Christian writers. We're talking to writers who are professing truth, that are putting truth, you're putting it down in your words and on the paper and in the books, and whether it's fiction or nonfiction or poetry or historical romance or whatever it is, the element, the thread of truth, of hope, of Christ is in there. And what better way to really take care of yourself, stepping back from all the business and pouring into the life of someone else with, as you said, for a short snippet of time every week, just because it's what you can do, because it's what God has given you and blessed you with in the first place. So this is powerful. And I think that it's what we need to hear right now, the loneliness, we overcome loneliness by feeding into the lives of others and being present in the lives of others and giving that gift of mentoring and also as a mentee to be able to say, I want to be teachable. I want to hear what God wants me to do in my life and to be able to connect with someone else. Because I think, Jamie, there are times we can choose loneliness. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we need to. I mean, there were times when Jesus walked away from everyone and went to the hill and prayed. There are times that he could have stayed in the house where he was, but he got up and left because he needed just to be alone just for a little bit, regroup, refresh. And so loneliness is very important for us to spend it with the Lord. But we really can, we need to evaluate, are we being lonely because we're avoiding people and we don't want to deal with things? Or are we alone because we've been forced to be alone? Because that's not God either. No. So if either one of those, or we feel manipulated to be alone, none of that is God, not at all. So it's very important that you take time alone with God, you breathe with God, you pause alone with God. Even if you pause alone and just, you know, color a pretty picture with your pencil, colored pencils, and do a beautiful painting, or if you're just someone that really enjoys cooking and you're cooking by yourself in the kitchen and enjoying it, that's all very healthy. We need that. We need someone that loves the Lord that's going to mentor us in our writing, whether you're an experienced or beginner. You want to make sure you're prayed over, that someone says, okay, now, Jamie, I know you're trying to get this next book done. Let me just pray for you. I mean, that's just so powerful. I just can't even tell you how powerful that is. In my book, I have a quote by John Crosby who says, mentoring is a brain to pick, an ear to listen, and a push in the right direction. And see, that's what a mentor can do for you. Push you into the right direction, not any direction, and not in multiple directions, but in the right direction. So do the next right thing. If anybody knows, you know, I got grandchildren, so we don't listen to it anymore, but we used to listen to a lot, Frozen 2. But man, the last song in that movie is so fabulous. She talks about she's going to just do the next right thing. And so today, new authors, the next right thing for you is to get a mentor. And for you mentors, the next right thing is for you to find some margin and pour into another. In chapter 2 of my book, I have a quote that I just love, and I want to share it. We can end with it, but it's by Irma Bombeck. And she says, when I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left, and I could say, I used everything you gave me. And talent there is sharing with others, not just writing for ourselves, but helping others with it. So I hope that encourages people today.
I think that it will. I know that it will, actually. Well, I can certainly hear your passion in this area, Jamie, and I know why God has you fired up and really speaking into the world. Your writing deals with mentoring, your podcast deals with mentoring. Everything that you do is really submerged in that area. I'd like to find out something, though, from you, a little bit different, a little bit of an aside, if you will. What brings you, Jamie Hull, what brings you joy?
That's easy. The first thing that comes to my mind is, besides everything else I do, I teach piano. And so I have had the privilege to lead a piano student to the Lord. And I am now doing we have our piano lesson and then we do a Bible study because she doesn't really know how to study the Bible. So you know what? It is powerful. It brings me so much joy to see the end result, the outcome of just a simple thing as a piano lesson. And I started this week coaching a 15-year-old And, you know, I am just so overjoyed that God would give me the honor and the privilege to do it. But again, what you're hearing in me is the joy of pouring Jesus into the next generation. And we need to do that. So thanks for asking, because I hope I encourage people to start mentoring and pouring into others.
No, that is very good. Good, good, good. Well, as we wrap up, folks, I want you to know, everybody, that Jamie has so many free mentoring resources on her website. I'm going to make sure that we have the links to her website there. We're going to have the links to everything that has to do with Jamie Lee Hull. You're going to be able to find out more. You're going to be able to connect with her. And Jamie, I know that you also love to coach new authors and to move their book from their heart to computer to completion. So what do you cover with authors during your coaching time with them?
I am really a lover of helping people develop their voice. I love to help my authors find clarity about who their audience is. Who are you? Who's your avatar? And we go through that over and over and over again. Now, you can see what I'm coaching is the things that I had to learn. So I'm like, okay, whatever I had to learn, that's probably what you're going to get. So if that sounds like something that's touching your heart, I'm an encourager. And I also love to help you organize and your thoughts, but most importantly, to get unstuck, to just move forward to the next thing. So more importantly, I'm just really honest. So if you need any honest feedback, you're going to get it with love and a smile. but we definitely want to. I also love to help people think past what they're going to do with this one book. Explore the opportunities of what door could this open? What's the next thing God could do after you do this? Because it changes the way you write when you know what's next.
Very good. The right next step. Very good. Mm-hmm. I know you have a giveaway for our listeners. What are they going to be able to expect from you?
If you're interested, we have something. It's a checklist. It's called the Essential Checklist to Determine Spiritual Direction for Your Life. And in this case, you could apply it to your book. So that's what we're going to be doing for the free giveaway.
Oh, that's great. We have the link there, so they'll be able to find that. And again, you're going to be able to find out not everything about Jamie, but as many things as ways that we can allow for you to be in touch with her. We'll have all the links are in the show notes, and we just appreciate you, Jamie, taking the time to be here and to be with us just to share your passion and your encouragement to help us combat the loneliness that we can have as writers. Thank you so much for being on Your Best Writing Life.
Thank you so much. And Linda, as always, you do such a great job. Your questions are so great. And I just love your heart for the Lord.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, while you're looking in the show notes, folks, you can download our monthly writing tips and Soul Care for Writers. That's going to be there. Click on that link to join our Facebook group and find out more about us on our website. Everything in the show notes. We try to make it easy for you to connect with us after each and every program. Love to be able to see you over on our Facebook group. Let me know that you heard about it here. I just want to say hello to you there. So thank you, friends, for joining us. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review, because what you have to say matters as much as what you have to write. This is Linda Goldfarb, and I look forward to being here with you next time on Your Best Writing Life.